Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I must call attention to what this gentleman said a year ago at this time, Al, because we were getting pretty excited about the Philadelphia Eagles the same way we are now. And we would bring on Ross Tucker.
Yes.
And Ross Tucker would tell us to calm down. They're not that good. Right? Didn't he always say that? Tempered our enthusiasm.
Especially preseason.
When they started 3-0, the one guy that didn't buy in was Ross Tucker.
Yeah.
And that's why when you bring him back this year, right around this time, it becomes a very important. It's a few days before training camp. What he has to say is very important. And he is our football expert, and he's on the line right now. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, how are you?
Russ, last year you tempered our enthusiasm tremendously and turned out to be right. Do we have more of a reason to be excited this year than we did a year ago?
Without question. In my mind, I feel like the NFC East, all the teams are pretty comparable, maybe with the exception of the Redskins and the dysfunction they've got going on right now. But between the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys, Angelo, I kind of feel like all those teams will end up between 8-8 and 10-6, which means that, you know, who ends up winning it at 10-6 versus, you know, being 9-7, 8-8 really just comes down to a play or two here or there throughout the season.
All right, let me start with some real fun dysfunction. And it's not fun if you're the receiving end of this, but Ezekiel Elliott, never mind that the NFL still has not disciplined him for an altercation he had with a girlfriend a year ago. Now there are new allegations that he got into a bar fight over the weekend and broke a guy's nose. Ross, he was only facing a game or two for what happened a year ago. What happens now? They've got a second incident to look at.
Well, not only that, I just saw this morning, Angelo, that evidently recently he got arrested for driving over 100 miles an hour, and he's appealing that as well. So,
wow.
I mean, It's 9 a.m. on Tuesday, and it's been a heck of a week for the Eagles so far. I mean, between the Redskins going to lose their best quarterback in 25 years after the season, if they don't, by the way, trade him over the next couple weeks.
Right.
And the Cowboys' bell cow running back having some serious off-the-field issues, it's been a pretty good week for the Eagles. Yeah, it's not good, and really, Angelo, even before this stuff came out, I talked to enough people that told me that the Cowboys had serious, serious concerns about Ezekiel Elliott. Now, not on the field, that has not been an issue for him at all, but he really enjoys everything that being the Cowboys running back in Dallas has to offer. And there were assistant coaches that were concerned a year ago, and it really, despite several people saying stuff to him, it really hasn't gotten any better.
Even before he got drafted, Russ, there were some negatives that people were looking at when it came to character, right? This isn't all totally shocking to people.
No, I mean, the domestic abuse allegations came out, I think, before he was even drafted, and it's something that the NFL has been investigating for 18 months. Now, that's a whole other story. I have no idea what takes 18 months to investigate. I think what happens now is the NFL is so nervous about doing something that, on the one hand, you know, gets Jerry Jones upset with them and alienates the most powerful owner. And then the other hand, they don't want to have any situation where it looks like they're going light on a guy in terms of, you know, assault or domestic abuse. And then they give him a game, and then the next day his, you know, ex-girlfriend or whatever goes on TV and starts sharing details. So the NFL is just really, really nervous about all these issues, which is why I think what they're trying to do, Angelo, you know what they do now? They're trying to negotiate behind the scenes.
Really?
Hey, we're going to give you two. Yeah, I think so. We're going to give you two games. They probably are just wanting him to accept one game. because they also don't want, like, a lawsuit and the whole Brady thing. There's a lot going on there with all these behind-the-scenes deals with player discipline these days.
All right, but that's off the that no longer is applicable if he's got a second assault charge facing him. Right, Russ?
At a minimum, Angelo, it's horrific timing for him. And you have to think now. I mean, you look out at Vegas, the odds of him getting suspended totally change. And Adam Schefter's tone has changed. It's now expected that he'll miss at least a game or two. And we'll see what happens with this latest assault allegation.
I give him 8 because that's when the Eagles get take into play. They don't play till that. Russ, let me get back to Doug Peterson here, because Doug Peterson made a comment yesterday. I think you played against the teams he was talking about. Doug Peterson said this Eagles team has as much, if not more, talent than the Super Bowl Packer teams that he was associated with 20 years ago. First of all, does it make sense that he would say it? And second of all, does it appear true to you?
Well, I'll answer the second one first. Yep. I think that's a little bit of a stretch at this point. Right. I mean, I think that the Eagles have some high hopes for this year, but I think it's a little bit of a stretch to say there. I mean, those guys, they had Reggie White, Brett Favre. I mean, Favre was the 3-time MVP of the league at that point, and we all know what Reggie White did. So that's a little bit of a stretch. I'm surprised he would say that, Angel. His general tone is one of really high expectations for this season. And usually coaches do the opposite of that. I mean, I've talked to coaches. They do everything. I mean, I've had coaches text me and reach out and say, stop saying we're going to be that good. Because, you know, it doesn't help them. If everybody thinks they're going to be 12-4 and then they go 10-6, people aren't real happy with that. So usually coaches want to keep the expectations down. That doesn't really seem to be the tactic that Peterson's taking, and I don't know how I feel about it. Part of me kind of likes it that he's not all worried about his job, and instead he's trying to make sure his players have the mindset that they're as good as anybody and that they can do big things this year.
You know what's amazing about it? It kind of reflects the way he coached strategically the first year with all the gambles on fourth down and that bold approach that he took. Russ, there is a way to look at this and say, you know what, if he does that this year with a guy like Blunt in the backfield and guys like the wide receivers he has that he didn't have a year ago and a more mature Wentz, that maybe the boldness will actually pay off more this year. Maybe he's a more dynamic guy than we thought. Is that possible?
Yes, I think it is. Well, I mean, he already went for it more on fourth down than anybody, but I think that they'll be even better in that regard. I think that's a big reason why they brought in LeGarrette Blount. I think offensively in general, Angelo, they're going to be awfully good, especially if Wentz continues to get as good as we think he will. And then defensively, their D-line, I mean, it's been a while since they've been able to come at you in waves like this and have, you know, 6-7 guys that are legit guys. I mean, the only thing we talked about before, the only concern, obviously, is the corners. But, you know, if the D-line's good enough that those guys only have to cover for 2-2.5 seconds, then, you know, they could have a really, really good year.
That is so refreshing, because last year you tempered our enthusiasm more than you are this year. That's exciting to us, Ross. One last one for you. I got to get this one in, because Michael Vick made a remark yesterday that is bizarre to me. He was trying to analyze why Colin Kaepernick cannot even get a sniff from any of the teams. And he said that his advice to Kaepernick would be to get a haircut. It's even funny saying it.
I know.
Ross, what do you think of the comments that Vick made about Kaepernick?
Honestly, Angelo, I have no idea. I mean, I don't. He also said that it was his performance on the field,
right,
and not his protest, which is why he hasn't gotten a job. So what does his haircut have to do with it?
I don't know. This is the actual comment. I just want you to hear this because I didn't play this yet today. And just listen to this, Ross.
First thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not up here to try to be politically correct, but, you know, even if he puts cornrows in it, I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, why not? you know, you're already dealing with a lot of controversy surrounding this issue. He needs to do is, you know, just try to be presentable.
All right. Well, but I can't get over that he said that, Ross. I can't get over that he said that.
Yeah, I'd be very curious. I might have to go and check out some of the social media stuff because yeah. I'd be very curious to see how a lot of the fans are reacting to that. It just doesn't make sense to me. So on the one hand, say he hasn't been signed yet because of his on-field play, and on the other hand, talking about being presentable and his appearance. Those things are counter to each other. I mean, if you were saying the issue was the protest and owners don't want a guy that protests and stuff like that, then I could understand the haircut thing a little bit more. But no, I don't get that one, and I don't think his haircut has anything to do with it. No.
We look forward to many appearances on our show by our football analyst, the great Ross Tucker. Always an honor, Ross. Thank you, friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.